Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season 3 of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Thursday, September 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt. I am back from Greece, Amsterdam, wherever the hell I've been. And I'm here every week with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Steve, what is going on, my brother?
Maddie, just looking forward to watching some football this weekend. A little off last weekend, had to go over to Ames. Were tickets to the game 2 hours before kickoff you could get for $2.
Whoa. That doesn't seem like a hot ticket. So did you go?
Well, I did not.
It wasn't even worth the $2.
My daughter's 21st birthday, and that's what we're there for.
I gotcha. All right. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday, or if my work's being a pain in the ass and my clients are idiots, we do it on Thursdays. We kick around the weekend slate of NFL college football games, and we do our research. Steve makes me do my homework or I cannot come onto the show. And we give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue is the general rule. We fucking suck at it. Last week was no different. While I was drinking large quantities of Mythos beer in Greece, Steve went, 2-2-1 last week. And on our Circa Millions picks, we went 1-4 for a second straight week. So that is a combined 33%. On the season, I think Steve gave me some homework numbers earlier today. On the season, Steve is 63%. That's a little high for you, bud.
That will not sustain.
It is unattainable for sure. However, I, on the season, am sitting at a stone cold 11%.
That will sustain.
That is sustainable. With our overall, with our Circa picks, and we tweet those out on Sunday mornings or Saturday afternoons for the season, including those, we are at 39%. And have you checked that standings? I believe in Circa Millions.
I have.
Where are
we? We're out of 5,272 participants, we are sitting at a tie for 5,119.
Nice. There we go. So we are in the bottom 1% for sure, and in the running for the last place $100,000 prize for sure. Well, as we do each week, we invite guest pickers to drop some knowledge on the listeners because we don't want you guys to have to suffer through Steve and I only. This week, we have one of our favorite guest pickers. The listeners love this guy. Omaha Airport Security does not love this guy. And he lives, breathes, and dies Husker football. Welcome back, Scott from South Omaha. Scott, how in the hell are you, buddy?
Cheers, brothers. Cheers.
Yes, you ready to go for another year?
Oh, boy. Best time of year.
It is the best time of year. Just a little mental health check with the Huskers start. Are you doing okay? Okay. That's why I figured you were. So that was what we predicted.
Scott, I gave Matt the option. After you could either come after two wins or after a devastating loss. So,
yeah.
Here you are, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to catch Scott from South Omaha after a brutal loss against Michigan 2 years ago. I believe you were in that stadium for that devastating loss.
Yeah. Yes, I was.
Yes, you were. Okay. All right. Well, Scott, you know how the deal goes. We're going to start with you, and you can – board's totally open. Where are you going?
Oh, got other games that I want to talk about a little bit more in depth, but I was going to start with Penn State Northwestern.
Right.
Penn State's favored by 26. They are going to be playing at Northwestern. That Northwestern Maddie, did you watch the Minnesota Northwestern game last week?
No, I was laying on a beach in some crazy country.
You should have watched that game, brother. That was a fantastic game of what the heck just happened.
Row the boat.
Yeah. It, Northwestern, Ben Bryant on the year had 408 yards passing in three games. And last week he went off for 396 and four touchdowns versus your boys there. Yeah. They seem to find something. The passes were, I don't know what the heck happened. I had to wake my wife up and even tell her, you got to watch this. This is ridiculous. This guy's dropping dimes left and right. I'm taking Northwestern.
Yeah.
I think Penn State ain't putting up enough points this year. I'm going off of some of my notes on here. The 31-0 win over Iowa probably didn't make me think the offense was actually going to put up a lot of points this week either. So my pick is Northwestern.
Northwestern covering that spread. I gotcha. Man, that game would have fit in with my theme. So, all right. Steve, where are you going for your first game?
We'll go Friday night, Louisville at North Carolina State. I've got 3.5 and 55.5. Offenses, North Carolina State's scoring about 24 a game against FCS or FBS or
whatever that is.
The Division I schools.
Yes, yes.
So I kind of looked at that and threw out the Samfords and whoever they played. Defenses giving up 27. Louisville's 38 against the Power Fives, and their defense is giving up 25. North Carolina State has just been getting by. They've been playing close games, but I think Louisville's clicking right now. The only thing that scares me a little bit is their third away game in 5 weeks. They're college kids, so they should be able to handle that.
I think
so. I'm going to take Louisville minus 3.5.
Louisville minus 3.5. Gotcha down. All right. Well, I'm going to go with a theme. My first theme week of the season. And this week's theme is letdown weekend. So after three or four games, everyone thinks they know who these teams are, especially after big wins last weekend. They're flying high. Spreads are a little higher than they should be, probably because of last week's performance. So I'm going to start in the Pac-12. I'm going to go with number 9, Oregon, going to Stanford as a 27-point favorite. This is after the emotional and personal ass-beating of Colorado last week, covering the 20.5-point spread that the entire bad betting nation was on the other side of. Oregon coach Dan Lanning brought the shit-talking, and he backed it up last weekend against Coach Prime. And he's quickly becoming one of the hottest hires of last year. He's off to a 14-3 start as a head coach. He's 12-5 against the spread, which is fifth best in the nation in that number of games. Stanford, on the other hand, is shit. After starting the season with a win over Hawaii, they've dropped three straight, including one to one of those FCS schools, Sacramento State. And they are the second worst team in the country at covering the spread in the last 15 games. But it is theme weekend, and it's letdown weekend. Of the five times Dan Lanning has failed to cover the spread since becoming head coach at Oregon, three of those have been after a double-digit victory the previous week. So I'm going to go with Stanford covering the 27 points. Back to you, Scott.
Well, I didn't know which direction I was going to go next pick, but yes, you led in quite nicely with where I should look. My daughter's a nursing student, and she texted me that she almost fainted after witnessing a patient's unhealed open stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Which leads me into, did Oregon open up the stomach of Colorado last week?
Oh, dang. Nice lead in there.
Is the underbelly exposed? USC is going to be a 22-point favorite at the mighty Boulder, Colorado. Yes. They have scored 56, 66, 56, 42. They put 55 points up on average with Lincoln Riley right now. So then that got me thinking, where's the disrespect this week? Where are we going to go and say, hey, USC is getting disrespected and they got to hang more than 22 points on Colorado? I looked everything up on Lincoln Riley to find out a reason why he wouldn't like Colorado, even from his stint of playing backup quarterback for Texas Tech. I went to the games that he coached Texas Tech against Colorado. I can't see any disrespect there. I can't see anything where Lincoln Riley has got to show Colorado that they are still the small team in the division. I see USC covering the 22 easily in this. I thought Oregon did what it needed to do last week. I think Colorado might be a little bit stunned, a little bit hurt, a little bit humbled. Your bet there is USC.
USC covering that big number against Coach Prime. Open bellies and no hate in there.
What's the over-under on that one?
Oh, I got up. Hang on. Let me take
a look. That might be a lot of
points. Can... Lincoln Riley said he's going to hang 80 on them.
73.
80 is more than 73.
So there you go. That's an easy pick there, too. All right. I got you down, Scott. How about you, Steve?
Georgia at Auburn, 2:30 kickoff, 14.5 and 46.5. Auburn's 3-1 this year. They lost last week to A&M. Their offense has been struggling, but their defense has been pretty good, maybe. They haven't really played anybody other than A&M, and they gave up, 27, I think, to them. So it's not terrible. Georgia, on the other hand, 4-0, hasn't left Athens yet this year. Still trying to figure out their defense. They're not beating anybody bad. Their opponents have been Tennessee, Martin, Ball State, UAB. The offense hasn't done a whole lot either, so I'm going to go under the total on this one of 46.5.
Under 46.5. All right. That sounds like Steve. That's a unwatchable football by Steve.
No, we don't like 46.5.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to stay in the Pac-12. Another top 10 team. Number 7, Washington, visits 3-1 Arizona and Tucson as a 19.5 point road favorite. Washington coming in hot, 4-0. They've outscored their opponents 199-78. They've also covered the spread in 3 of their 4 games. Another huge coaching hire in 2022. This Kalen DeBoer, however the hell you say that, he's 15-2 overall, and he's 65% against the spread in those 17 games. So he is cashing some tickets for our listeners. We aren't going with him very often, apparently. I could not find a single trend that tells me Arizona covers this number, but there are a few reasons why I'm going to go with Arizona. 20-point favorite in another team's house is a big number. Yes. Following a big win, that's a letdown weekend. Heading into a bye after this game, and then a huge matchup against Oregon the following week after the bye. So this is letdown week in the making. The Wildcats are going to cover 19.5 points in this game.
Back to you, Scott. At Washington?
No, it is at
Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah.
All right.
Back to you, Scott.
Well, once again, you have led me into my next pick, Maddie.
There we go. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, you talked about letdowns. Michigan, Nebraska.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Hold on.
Can't believe you picked that game. Are you going to that game?
I will not be going to that game. I have a prior engagement, and I'm sure there's still pictures on the internet floating around from the last time I went out there. So
there are. You were sporting the Steaming Pile of Picks gear.
Yeah, yeah. Talked to a lot of Michigan fans. I'm sure they remember me.
Yes, they did. So what is your take on this weekend's game?
I haven't made a choice yet, to be honest.
Oh,
I went back. I know the game. I know what we got going on down in Lincoln. Rumors about potential defensive injuries have been out there a little bit. I do think the defense is the heart and soul of that team right now, and I do like Matt Rhule. I think he's doing a fantastic job. Looking at – this will be the first game with Harbaugh back, won't it?
Yeah.
So Mr. Khaki Pants will be on the sidelines.
I think he was back last week.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, you're right.
I think they reduced it to three games.
You can look at this one of two ways. You can look at Michigan almost not putting up too many points on average, probably around 30, 32 points a game, and they have played some juggernauts of football teams in the last four football games.
Yes, they have.
We got Michigan coming into Memorial Stadium favored by 17.5. I don't know if that's changed. It was kind of going from 18 to 17.5. You know, Husker Homer in me wants to say, hey, we're going to cover the spread at least with it. Not win the game, but cover the spread. Not controversy at this point, but you got two very capable quarterbacks. As long as they can hold on to the ball, I think they both do a very good job. I'd love to see them on the field at the same time at some point. Is Michigan the number two team in the nation? I think maybe they show that they are a pretty good ball club. I'm going to take Michigan.
Oh, covering 17.5.
Covering the 17.5. I think they have more depth than Nebraska. A late touchdown might prove me wrong in that spread, but I think Michigan can cover that.
There we go. All right, so you think maybe Nebraska hangs around a little bit and keeps it 10, 13, and then maybe loses that 17.5 late.
I think the game plan will be keep it close like they always have, play good defense and try to keep it close. But this could be a game that maybe finally kind of exposes the depth problems.
Gotcha.
Well, the lead story tonight was the renovation of the Memorial Stadium. So,
right.
Apparently, they don't even think about the game.
Yeah, well, and there's
cut 20,000 seats.
I was going to say, there's more than one way to keep a sellout streak, and that's called reduce your seating capacity by about 20%.
Hey, now hold up. There could be alcohol sales.
Ooh, I might even drive down for that. You get me tickets if they start selling alcohol. All right, Steve, where are you going next?
We're going to go Boise and Memphis. Memphis favored 3.5, 59.5. It's 3 o'clock kickoff. Memphis 3-1 with their loss to Missouri, which isn't a bad loss. Memphis has traditionally been run first team, but whatever reason this year they've been pretty pass happy. They've got a lot of turnovers and penalties so far in the season. I think they need to get that run game going. They got, like I said, they got some good running backs down there. Javon Ducker is one of them. Boise State's 2-2. The one loss to Washington to open the season, Washington, we talked about them. So that's not a bad loss. Offense has been gearing up here, playing real well the last couple weeks. So I am going to go with Boise plus 3.5.
Boise plus 3.5. All right. Well, I'm going to head to the ACC for my next game. And I've got number 17, Duke. Yes, I said number 17 in college football, Duke. 4-0 on the season, hosting Notre Dame, number 11. Looks like Notre Dame is a 5.5-point favorite on this one. Duke playing some solid football. Big win last weekend to get to 4-0. They've only given up 35 points all season in their four games. they're also one of about a dozen teams that are 3-1 against the number in 2023. Notre Dame, on the other hand, they decided to play with 10 players last week on a couple of key plays. So I heard, I did not see, but that's not a good sign. But they are also 3-1 on the season against the spread. Duke, however, is in store for the letdown this week. Notre Dame absolutely can't afford a letdown the rest of the season. And in the last 5 years, they are the fourth best team in the country when they're away from home. They are 70% on the road in the last 5 years. So Duke letdown, Notre Dame bounces back. Give me the Irish all day at 5.5 points. Back to you, Scott.
You ready to go to the NFL?
Hey, you go wherever you, you want. We know Steve won't, but you go there all day long.
All right, we'll go to the NFL for a momentary brief break from the Saturday action. And we will look at the Steelers at the Texans.
Yes.
Steelers are favored by 3 on that. My Steelers have got a decent defense this year. And in the preseason, we thought they were going to have a decent offense.
Yeah, their quarterback's not played well.
No.
You got small hands.
Can't hold that Big Mac. Defense is getting these guys through games. I mean, heart attack after heart attack after heart attack, but the defense keeps them in. The Texans have given up 11 sacks so far. TJ is on pace for 34 for the year. These two teams haven't actually faced off that often. The last time Houston beat Pittsburgh was 2011. That sounds impressive, but they've only met 6 times. Nope. I'm taking Pittsburgh in this one. I do think that the defense is solid, and who knows? Could catch lightning in a bottle. Somebody might show up on offense.
Get that thing on the tracks, huh?
Pittsburgh will get a little bit of a roll on, and I think the defense will get them there.
All right, covering that number. Great homer pick, and back to you, Steve.
What was that number?
3.
3.
Not bad. Seems like
a fishy number.
Yeah. All right, we're going Nevada, Fresno, and for one reason only, it was the last game on the sheet for Saturday.
just catch the money.
Yeah, well, we know I like that midnight money maker. I think it's 9:30 kickoff or something. Fresno's 4-0, averaging 40 a game, giving up 19 a game. Nevada's 0-4 with losses, big losses to Texas State and Idaho. Offense is 17 points a game and defense is 42 a game. We're going to go over 50.5 on this.
Overs, 50.5 on some late night football. You're just hoping for that, probably, is what's going on there.
Well, it'll keep me up for a little bit.
Keep you from passing out in your chair. All right. I'm going to go to the Big 12. Another team that's off to a hot start, 4-0, not getting the love of number 17 in the country like Duke, but another basketball team in Kansas. Yes, Kansas 4-0, and they are going to Texas. Yes, and they're a 16-point dog in Texas. Kansas stomped BYU last week. BYU was undefeated going into that game, and they're looking to end the Texas undefeated season right now. But there is a letdown, and it is this week. While the Jayhawks are hot, Lance Leipold has not been great at the betting window. In his career at Kansas, he's sitting at 45% against the number. And Texas has a lot to prove, especially if they slip up down the road. They need these wins. They need these, especially when a team is 4-0. So they are going to run Kansas out of the building and cover the 16 easily. Back to you, Scott.
Very nice. I looked at that game a lot.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah, that's a good game. That'd be a good one to watch. What time is that, a midday game on Saturday? I thought it was.
Look at the newspaper, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Don't have it near me.
Damn. All right. Yes,
I'll follow up into this.
All right.
I'm back to Sunday action again.
Sunday it is.
What has to seem like, just for our viewers, 2:30 game. So it is a midday game, Kansas and Texas. Might be a good game to watch.
Yes.
Sunday game. We talked about letdowns. Your Sunday night football game is the Jets visiting the Chiefs.
Oh.
And I guarantee at the beginning of the year, everybody was just so pumped to see Aaron Rodgers going into Arrowhead Stadium to play Patrick Mahomes. And we're not going to get that.
No, we're not. But that's okay. I'll probably watch it now and wouldn't have watched it if Aaron Rodgers was playing. So, anyway.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Chiefs are favored by 9.5 in that game.
I think it's at New York, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was at Kansas City.
I think it's in New York.
All right.
I could be wrong.
Shit, fellas.
Well, at least it's not in Hawaii.
or Greece,
right.
Either Hang one on. Of those. It is in There's New York. It is in New York. Yes,
it is in New York. Yes, it is, and All it's right. moved to 9, so it's not 9.5 anymore. They've actually moved it to 9.
Yeah, money on Sam Darnold, I guess.
Well, I was taking a look at this game because we got a 9 at the time. It was a 9.5 point favorite. The over-under on this is 41.5. Let me see if that's even changed. It's down to 41 now. I can't believe that if the Chiefs are going to be winning by 10 points, 14 points, I'm going to say that the overs are going to hit in that game. I like looking at games where you have somebody favored by a lot, but the over-under is very little. And it's always, as I've heard many of my friends and family say, it's better to root for points
for no points.
than for no points, or calculate how much 3 times 4 is or how much 10 times 4 is. But so we're going to go with the overs on the Chiefs Jets game and everybody wins.
There you go. You know me, I love a good math story. All right, Steve, how about you?
We're going to go with the Bears and Broncos.
Miami just scored again.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You don't need to do any research on this game. There's one theory I live by. If there's two bad teams, you take the points, or you don't play it.
Yeah.
But since we're going to play it, we're going to take the points, Bears plus 3.5.
Bears
plus and an three. Unwatchable game.
They are both horrible.
Yeah, what's the over-under on that thing?
Didn't even look.
God.
Over under on that.
Maybe, no, I didn't look.
Jets.
Gotta be in the 40 range.
Well, not look at you. 30s. Look at you. It is 40 on the nose.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in Denver.
Oh, no, that's no, going no. under.
No, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm going to be screwing this up. You guys talk on.
Talk on. Well, my last game is going. It is in Chicago, and it absolutely is 46.5 for the number. All right, I'm going to go with the Dolphins at Buffalo. This is the letdown of all letdown games for the Miami Dolphins. And this is the game that started my trend for the week. This is the only stat that matters. There's only been 7 NFL teams who have scored 60 or more points in the last 50 years in a game. 7 times it's happened. The following week, you know how many people have covered the spread in that game? 0, fellas. 0. 0-7 on teams in the NFL when they've scored 60 or more points. The following week, no team has ever covered the spread. And they've missed the number by an average of 12 points. Buffalo is going to destroy the Dolphins and cover this thing so easily.
What is Bills it, like minus three?
Three. Bills minus three. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's a new game on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
There is a 8:30 in the morning game this week, too.
There is.
Are we going to London? Falcons, Jaguars.
Jaguars.
So get up at 4:45. You watch the Ryder Cup, and then you turn that on your other TV at 8:30, and that'll get you right till the noon kickoffs.
Damn, that sounds like an aggressive Sunday. He's up on Saturday.
And I do have a prediction. I think Europe gets the cup back. I think they win 14.5, 13.5. Come down to Sunday singles, and I think they just got a little bit more firepower than us, and they're going to set up the course for their play and not ours.
There you go.
Ain't that cheap?
Yeah, it's called cheating, but hey, we do it, right? All right, Scott. Great to catch up with you, buddy. Any parting words for anybody?
I appreciate the invite, boys, and go Big Red.
Absolutely, and I'm guessing we'll have you on.
That mic fixed.
Very good. Well, don't forget to tell your friends and family to give us a listen. Subscribe to us on Spotify. We no longer have a website because we're fucking idiots. We don't know how to do it. follow us on Twitter because we do tweet out our Circa picks Saturday afternoons or Sundays. Steve has not given us any late night money makers or anything else, but he will start doing that. We will have some tweets on Saturday afternoon with some additional picks. And good luck to our listeners. But remember, they may say in the investing world that past performance is not always a guarantee of future results, but in the real world or the gambling world, everyone knows that when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good night. Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season 3 of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is October 4th, 2023. Yes, somehow we are in October. I am your host, Matt. I'm here as I am every single week with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Steve, how the hell is it October? And what's going on, man?
Well, October means football every night of the week. The whole month, I think we got about 50 straight nights where we can watch now.
That is glorious. Absolutely glorious. In addition to that, we have the countdown to Vegas.
Depends on your math or my math. So,
hey, I just said a countdown. I didn't say the days. We're getting close. So what else is going on?
Well, kind of licking my wounds. I had 3 losses last week by the hook.
Ooh,
out of 4.
Ooh, ouch.
They call those bad beats is what
they always say. Don't those. Buy the points down.
They would have saved you in each instance, huh?
4 out of my 5 games had the hook involved, so man, 3 were losses.
No good at all. Did you get plenty of football watching in?
I got a fair share in last weekend. Not as much as this weekend I'm going to get, but
good to hear. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every week, kick some knowledge around about the weekend slate of NFL and college games, do our research, analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and all that stuff. And we give you picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we suck at it. To give you an idea, Steve, where are we on the season for stats? I believe, what was it?
Well, overall, with Circa involved, we're at 41%. Your vacation did you well. Got you up to 35%. I dropped down to 54%.
There we go. So if you take the program as a whole, sitting at 41%, that means if you bet against us, you're at 59%, which is as good as anybody in the business. As we do each week, we invite guest pickers to drop some knowledge on the listeners. And this week, back by popular demand from the people, a degenerate like few others, we've got Tommy from Omaha. What is up, my brother, Tommy?
Ah, Betty, Uncle Steve, how are we doing? I'm doing a lot better after that Middle Tennessee pickoff in the end zone. I'll tell you that right now. Ooh, so I've got a little degenerate Wednesday night going on just to pass some time. Bought the new collector's edition of Busch Light this afternoon. I'm sipping on a few of them.
There you go. And that's why we have you on.
Life is good.
It's a Wednesday night game. Absolutely. Very good. Well, do you want to start us off? Nope. Go ahead, Steve.
I went back through the archives, and Tommy on the show is 65% wins on his career. So, here's a guy that you guys might want to follow a little bit.
I am going to give you picks to take to the bank. So, you listen up, and I will give you, I will lead you down the right path.
That has to be the leader going into the clubhouse of any of our guest pickers, for sure.
I would believe so.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, start us off. Where are you going?
We're going college football. We're going to start off with Wazoo heading out to UCLA. I think I've got that thing handicapped at 3.5. As most people know, I'm a Wazoo fan, and I root for them all the time. But that doesn't mean I bet them all the time. So let's take a little quick look at this game. I mean, I see Washington State so far undefeated, which surprises me and everyone. And you would think it would suggest that they'd be favored against UCLA, but they're not. I think that's kind of because they have yet to be tested on the road. They did put up 50 points against the Colorado State Rams out in Fort Collins to begin the year, but I think a lot of teams actually do that to Colorado State. Two things I looked at here in this game. The Cougars, they have a high-scoring offense. They've got a quarterback that's thrown for 1,400 yards this year, 13 touchdowns, and not one interception. So I think that's pretty darn impressive. And he's even played against a few decent teams. So then I took a look at UCLA. They've put a few solid defensive showings together in September. They even held the Utah Utes to 14 points, I believe. But they're not any type of offensive juggernaut. They've got a freshman quarterback. He had his first Pac-12 contest against Utah, and he threw for 43%. So I look for Washington State to explode on offense here to surprise people, and I actually look for an improved Washington State defense to hold the Bruins down. So I am going to go with Washington State plus the 3.5. And you can take that to the bank.
All right. Coming off hot with Wazoo plus 3.5. Steve, what you got for me?
We're going to go Friday night game, 6:30, Kansas State and Oklahoma State. Yeah, minus 12 and 54.5. Kansas State's 3-1. Only loss is at a 61-yard field goal to Missouri. Their offense is clicking. They're averaging 40 a game. Defense is playing pretty good. Second road game of the year, the other one being Missouri. And Oklahoma State, I don't know if it's because the man is 50 now or what, but they are struggling. They're 2-2 with losses to South Alabama and Iowa State, and their wins are against Central Arkansas and Arizona State. But they're coming off a bye week. And I think the Big 12 is tough to win big on the road. So I'm going to take Oklahoma State plus 12 here.
Plus 12, Okie State. All right.
And I was doing a little research, Maddie, and I'm very interested to see where you go tonight because of the games you told me you were playing, there's a team in each game that has not covered all year.
Oh, so
this should be interesting.
you unlocked my theme of the week. I am going for a theme this week, theme number two. And it is focusing on teams that have yet to cover this season. You did your damn homework. I'm going to start Friday night as well with the Big Ten matchup, the 7 p.m. matchup, which is the Nebraska Huskers versus Illinois at Illinois. Both teams are coming in 2-3 on the season with huge ramifications for bowl eligibility. And Tommy's guard dog is ready to kill somebody, but that's all right. I've got Illinois as a 3.5-point favorite with the over-under being 43.5. Nebraska on the season, 2-3 overall, 2-3 against the spread. And Illinois, yep, they are one of four teams in the country yet to cover a game against the number. But I'm not just going with that trend. Since joining Illinois, Brett Bielema is not great against the number. He's batting just under 50%. But in conference games, he steps up his game and he is 62% against the number against the Big Ten. So they're getting off the schneid. They're no longer going to be 0-for against the spread. They are covering 3.5 points Friday night in Champaign. Back to you, Tom.
That is a bold pick. I'm going to go with another game that everyone's going to be kind of wanting to watch. Texas is minus 6 over Oklahoma. So we go to the Red River rivalry for the last time. These two teams are taking it to the SEC next year. So this one's going to be even a little more special. And you know, as much as Texas has impressed so far this season, it seems like if you think back on all the recent years, the Longhorns always seemingly, you know, they're on the verge of something to be in the top 5, top 10, and they only disappoint. I think this is a spot, again, where they're going to stumble and maybe start kind of going downhill this year. So right now I look at the Sooners, the offense is clicking. I'm catching 6 points, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Oklahoma Sooners plus 6 all the way to the bank.
All the way to the bank for Tommy and the Red River Shootout. All right, Steve, what you got?
We're going to go to the Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, a little MAC game here. Central Michigan minus 3 at Buffalo. 53.5 is the total here. Central Michigan's 3-2 on the year. Our offense will score. That's what they do. Their defense will give up points because that's what they do. They gave up 42 to New Hampshire earlier in the year. Buffalo is struggling this year a little bit. They're 1-4. Their offense is capable of putting up numbers. Defense is not good at all. So two teams capable of scoring with defenses that stink. This one goes over the 53.5.
Over 53.5. All right. I'm going to go with my beloved Roadrunners of UTSA. They are headed to Temple as a 14-point favorite. I am just like you guys were on the Wednesday night game. I'm scratching my head on this thing. 2-3 Temple is a 14-point home dog to 1-3 UTSA. All right, so let's dive into the numbers. Temple is coming in averaging 21 points a game and giving up 31. UTSA is averaging 19 points per game and giving up 28. So once again, I scratch my head wondering how a team that's averaging 19 points a game wins a game by more than 14. Just hard for me to do that math. UTSA is my 0-for team. They have yet to cover a spread this year. And that number is going to grow to 0-5 as they are not going to cover two touchdowns against anyone this season. So I'm going to take the Owls plus 14. You, Tommy.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump right over and I'm going to go to Michigan minus 19.5 versus Minnesota. I'm going to look at that game. You know, Michigan, they just delivered an absolute, what I like to call, prison pounding to Nebraska last week. I mean, that was just tough to watch all the way around, but I'm going to kind of look for the same thing this week. The Wolverines, they look for their second road win to remain undefeated, and their third straight start to a 6-0 season. They've got J.J. McCarthy completing 79% of his passes for a little over 1,000 yards, but the 10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions ratio is outstanding. Michigan, they've won each of its last 25 games against non-AP-ranked teams. They've covered the spread in 6 of the last 7 road games against non-AP-ranked teams. And Michigan has won, let's see, yeah, they just keep on covering the spread against their conference opponents. So I do think that the Minnesota Gophers, it'll be a little bit of a kind of a loud environment, a feisty team at home, I guess you could say. They're going to be under the lights. So maybe it starts off close at first, but the Minnesota offense is going nowhere. The Wolverines don't give up any points, single digits to most opponents. So right there, I'm not going to think that this is any kind of trap. It's going to be Michigan minus 19.5, and that's going to make it 3-0 on the night to the bank.
Covering another big spread on the road. Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, what's up?
Got a 4 o'clock game. We got UConn at Rice. We got Rice minus 9, 47.5. Rice off to a surprising 3-2 start for the Owls, with losses to South Florida and Texas, so not terrible losses. Their offense has been putting up numbers this year, which, like I said, traditionally they don't. UConn is back to being UConn. We thought the Jim Mora experiment was going the right direction. They're not. They're 0-5. Got blown out by a good Duke team. Lost close ones to Utah State, Florida International, and North Carolina State. But I go with two traditionally bad teams means I'm going to take the points here. Taking UConn plus 9.
UConn plus 9, and I heard Jim Mora knew who killed Tupac like 20 years ago. So that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So go against it. That's all I got to say. All right. So I'm going to go to the SEC, where 3-2 Florida is an 18-point home favorite against the reeling Vanderbilt Commodores. Losers of 4 straight. Florida. I like Tommy's term there. Absolutely prison pounding against Kentucky last week as a 1.5 dog. As far as the spread goes, Vanderbilt is my 0-for team. They are 0-6 against the spread on the season. This matchup, if you look at it historically, however, while Florida has dominated it, they play some pretty close games. Florida has won 8 of the last 9 straight up, but only 3 of those 9 matchups would they have covered an 18-point number. Last year, Vandy actually beat the Gators as a dog. So despite being 0-6 against the number this season, Vandy is going to break that streak, and they are going to cover the 18. Back up to you, Tommy.
All right.
Well, Kirby Smart said today that every SEC team should be ranked.
Every single one.
Top to bottom.
Why not? Seems be good, right? All right. What you got for us, Tommy?
All right. Well, we're going to jump into the NFL here. We're going to take a look at the Miami Dolphins minus 10.5 against the New York Giants. You know, Oof. Simply put, you know, Miami's ego was bruised last week by Buffalo, but I guarantee they're going to get back in the winning column against that struggling Giants team. You know, the Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, he might be in that ice bath for the entire week after he got sacked 10 times by Seattle. So he won't be effective either. I just really think that Miami's speed is simply too much for New York, and they should just put up points at will and really come off just probably blast the Giants. Because the Giants, they're really lost. The offensive line can't protect. They're playing with a quarterback that's probably still bruised. And I'm going to look for the Dolphins to win this thing by 17+. So my pick, Miami, minus 10.5, 4-0, guys, to the bank.
All right. Yeah, that Giants team is a hot mess.
They are a mess.
They got their offensive linemen blocking each other.
Oh, my God.
Not a good look. All right, Steve, I'm guessing you're going to stick with college football.
Great guess.
Yes.
That 9 o'clock kick Saturday night, Oregon State at Cal. 9.5, 51.5 here. Cal is 3-2, which I don't know if they had 3 wins over the last 3 years, but
not many.
I wouldn't think, I don't think they've turned it around. Their 3 wins have been against North Texas, Idaho, Arizona State. Lost by 4 to Auburn at Auburn early, and then they got blown out by Washington, I believe. Their balanced attack, their defense is so-so. Oregon State, I'm not sure who the coach is. I watched that game last Friday, I believe it was, and against Utah, and their defense is really strong. Their only loss is to Tommy's Cougars.
Go Cougs!
But I see a little defensive battle going on here, and I'm going to go under the total of 51.5 here.
Under 51.5 on a late night game on Saturday night. I would probably be in bed.
Yeah, that'll be tough to watch, but
yeah. Hey, that's what you bet is unwatchable football. So there we go. I'm going to stay in the SEC. 2 undefeated teams meeting in Athens, Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs, 18.5 point favorite over the Kentucky Wildcats. This is another conference, I guess you could call it a rivalry game. This one has been completely dominated by the Bulldogs to the tune of 62-12. Their last 74 games. But despite a huge talent gap, the last 5 years, Georgia only would have covered an 18.5 point spread one time over those games, despite winning all of them. This year, Kentucky is 4-1 against the numbers. And guess what the Bulldogs are, Steve? Anybody?
Over.
Over. Well, the fourth team in the country yet to cover a game this year is the Georgia Bulldogs. And they are going to stay over as well. They are not going to cover 18.5 point spread. Give me the Wildcats plus 18.5. Tommy, well, last game of the night.
Wow, I can't believe we're getting through this quickly. That's what I like about
it. We are
to the point. Well, for my last game, I'm going to look at the Kansas City Chiefs favored by 5.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. You know, and for the sake of all that's holy, they really got to give this Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce a bye week, because if I have to hear the word Swelce anymore, it's going to just make me never watch the Chiefs again. I came up kind of with the interesting look at this. Patrick Mahomes, he's 10-1 in his career playing in dome stadiums, but he was just 1-3 against the spread last season under the same conditions. Now, last week, Mahomes, he smartly bailed on a TD that would have put the Chiefs up by 10 and delivered the cover. But that little bitch slid down at the one-yard line to cost me a lot of money. So guess what, guys? I'm taking the Vikings plus 5.5. I think that the Chiefs, even though everyone thinks they're a covering machine, I really don't think they are. I think they sometimes just struggle to win at the very end. And they obviously don't know what the point spread is. So Vikings plus 5.5, 5-0 guys. You'll be talking about this week all year long, the 5-0 that I just gave you. Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. Yes, that little bitch slide costs old Steve and I a little shot at $25,000 as well.
Painful.
Yeah, yes, it was. Where are you going, Steve?
We're going to go Bengals and Cardinals. 3-44.5 here. Josh Dobbs finally got his jersey for sale in the gift shop. He's been playing pretty good ball, actually. Their schedule's been tough. I mean, everyone talked about them going 0-4 for the year, 1-4. Caleb Williams is going to be their pick. Caleb Williams' dad says he ain't going to come out if they're going to draft him. Joe Burrow, we don't know what's going on there. Is it calf injury? Is it a lot of money? I believe it's calf injury plus offensive line is not good. Maybe he didn't know that Jamar Chase is open every fucking play like he just told us. So now he knows he's open every fucking play.
There you go.
I think there's going to be some points in here. We're going to go over the 44.5.
Over 44.5. Over total on an NFL game. Oof. There you go. That is Steve. You got to love the guy. All right. I'm going to go NFL, and I'm going to stick with my theme. The 2-2 Saints visit the 1-3 Patriots. The Patriots are a 1-point favorite in this thing. The Saints are 0-4 against the spread this year. But I'm not sure if anybody's watched the Patriots this year. If you have, you know they are a big bag of suck. Mac Jones is not good. Their defense isn't playing well. They usually save them. The Saints defense, they are in the top third in the league in every single stat. So they are going to make Mac Jones life hell. The Patriots have only covered one, but the Saints are over. I'm going to go against my trend this week, and the Saints are going to get off the schneid and cover a spread. Give me the Saints covering this game and winning it. So look at the money line on that. It may pay off or it may not, so give it a shot. Any parting words, Tommy?
Guys, I just have a feeling between my 5-0 and your 0-10, your listeners are going to be really happy after this weekend.
Absolutely. Sure, we are.
As long as they play it right.
That's right. As long as they play it right.
Absolutely. Steve, parting words from you?
Just a little circ update. We ended up 2-3 last week, which Actually, we went down in the standings from 51-19 out of 52-72 to 51-29. So a lot of guys did better than 2-3. Last place for the quarter, $25,000 gift, was 3-17.
Yeah.
Two guys split the top quarter prize, each grabbing $105,000. They were both 17-3. So we have a ton of work to get to the top and not much to get to the bottom.
Yeah. Patty Mahomes scores on that thing, and we are one game away from $25,000. So yeah, that was not good. Yeah. All right. Well, do not forget to give us a follow on Twitter. We do tweet out our Circa Millions picks, and as Steve just mentioned, they are absolutely horrible. Follow us on Spotify or subscribe or whatever the hell you do. Good luck to our listeners. Thank you, Tommy, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Great.
You bet. And as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, everyone knows when you step in it, if it looks like it, it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good night.